Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, good afternoon.
The Score Afternoon Show.
Welcome all of you to opening Sunday in the NFL.
Levis, under pressure, firing towards Okonkwo. Touchdown, Titans!
3-score lead in the first half for Tennessee.
Get him a body bag!
I mean, you got the Bears opening day at home up against the ropes. They are absolutely reeling. And you have a chance to knock these guys out and step on their throat.
This mission is over, Rambo. Do you understand me? It's over, Johnny. It's over. Nothing is over! Nothing!
Come back. Don't call it a comeback.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Oh, pardon me. Oh, as a comeback.
Stonehouse with pressure. A block. It's scooped up by the Bears. Chicago!
Levis in trouble and throws an interception in the flat. It's being returned for a touchdown by the Chicago Bears. As he tried to throw it away, Levis pitched it forward. Stevenson caught it and raced into the end zone, and the Bears have the lead.
You cannot do that. I mean, clearly, you just cannot do that.
And it shows a bunch of the personality of this team, I would say. The fight, the resiliency.
You, Jeffrey Simmons.
Painted nails.
Painted nails.
I can't wait to say that to him.
Or right. Caleb Williams.
Quiet.
Jeffrey Simmons was in his ear.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He was up in his dish early in the game when they were up 17-0. And now Caleb's clapping back a little bit.
Ooh. All right.
I can't repeat what he said, but something about the scoreboard, I'm sure.
Levis takes the snap, looks, fires downfield, going for Boyd. It is intercepted by Johnson. What could have been will be the story for the Tennessee Titans. Teams don't often lose 17-0 leads in the NFL, especially against a rookie quarterback.
Can't afford to.
Yeah, they had us the first half, I'm not going to lie.
The Score Afternoon Show with
insert host's name here
on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Sing it, Pat, because today it's the Spiegel and Manley Show. Let's go! First time we worked together, Pat Manley, as co-host, you were fresh off the football field, looking for a new life, plotting a new course as perhaps the midday host here on 670 The Score. Now, you know for sure you don't want to do it every day, but you do want to hang out with me today on a Bears Monday, and God love you for it, sir.
Speaks, I was so fresh. You remember the show that I wore a game jersey?
Like, I didn't know what I was doing. I wore a game jersey. I'm trying to figure this whole thing out. I'm still trying to figure it out, what, 11 years later, but I wore a game jersey. I didn't know what
years?
I was doing. You were a good coach, though.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you, you were a good coach.
See? And you're coachable because you're a player. That's how you stuck
you
around.
You were a good coach. And I did years. Enjoy the first 6 months very much so. And you know what sucks is people can now call me a quitter. And I was a quitter.
No, no, no. You're just dialed in. You're living a great life. Right now, today, it is so glorious outside, and there's part of you that is angry you're not playing golf. Isn't it?
If the Bears would have lost, yes. Honestly, if the Bears would have lost, yes. About halftime yesterday, I was like, really? I said yes to these guys over here?
Dude, at halftime, and just before, at least they got a field goal, so it was 17-3. At 17-0, it was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have been banking so much of our sports positivity and our sports mindset on these Bears. We've been leaning on it and needing it. And the hype train has been overwhelmingly fast and headed down the track towards an over on the 9.5 wins. And if that first game was a loss to the Titans at home, today would be a very tough day for Bears people.
No doubt. And all my friends kept asking me, what do you think? What do you think? And I've said it to all my friends. I said it yesterday on the pregame show probably too many times, but I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. And I'm still going to drink the Kool-Aid. And it's not just about Caleb. It's about this team. I just feel like they have enough players now. And as I was, a long snapper sitting in the corner, staring around at all the great players we had on our roster, I always felt like we had a chance to win. And I think now they're getting there. And against the team like the Titans, I felt like they had a better roster. Didn't start out like they wanted. And I can't wait to ask Jalen Johnson what the locker room was truly like, because he always gives his honest opinion.
Yes, he does.
How they felt at halftime, and did they really feel different than they have in years past? Because Eberflus talked about other years in the past, halftime just felt a little different than this team. And that's why I'm drinking the Kool-Aid on this team. I just think they have enough guys, enough dogs where they can look around and be like, we got this. We can straighten this out. And they were down by 14, and they got it done, and that proves something. But again, Will Levis was part of the equation that
for
helped
sure.
them out. But I just feel like they feel different, and they've talked about it. And Jalen Johnson's quote about, enough talk, let's go out there and play, mm-hmm. love that. But I am drinking the Kool-Aid. I'm in, and it was ugly yesterday. Caleb did not play as well as I was hoping. I'm not talking he was going to throw for 308 yards and 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. I was expecting more than 150, 160 yards. I'm happy he threw had no turnovers, which is big, just even fumbling, in the pocket from like that scramble he had. But they overcame the deficit. They did it. That's a positive thing for this team this morning, and it's also easier to get coached.
Well, see, you dream of being able to teach your lessons to players after wins. What an opportunity. Hey, we're good enough to get that win, but we got a lot to learn. And
they
we got a
honest.
Lot to work
yes.
on. And I do believe that that kid, that quarterback, wants to learn and is starved to learn. But this was the design, was that you weren't going to be leaning on him and needing him to be a hero right from the get-go. He's got a few weeks here. He's got a few weeks to get accustomed to what they're going to be doing, and seemingly what they're going to be doing, what Tennessee was doing with Denard Wilson as the D coordinator, and with Brian Callahan as head coach, and those very good two defensive tackles, especially make him beat you from the pocket, mm-hmm. which of course is what you're going to ask any young quarterback
yes.
to do.
Yeah.
Show me that you can do that. All right, so if that's the case, well, let's get tighter and crisper, and let's take advantage when we do end up with cover zero, like he talked about, and we have an opportunity down the field. And yes, that's on him and all of that, but the design was to have a team good enough so you're building a nest
yes.
so the number one quarterback can go in there and do what he does.
Yeah, we're talking to Kurt Warner later here at 4:00, and I was just looking at his roster back from 1999. It's a bunch of all-stars. That's who he got to play with in his second NFL start. So that's what Caleb's kind of walking into. Not a roster as good as that, but he's got guys around him. And the other thing I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, you're right, because Werner came in, and it's greatest show on turf mm-hmm. caliber roster around him.
And
after
an
Trent,
O-line.
After Trent Green got
that.
Hurt.
And an O-line.
He's got Orlando Pace.
Amen.
Yeah,
he's
man.
Got Fred Miller. He's got.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I had it up there in a minute. We'll go over to 4 o'clock, but it's
3 o'clock, real quick.
Three o'clock. I'm on Central Time. I'm on East Coast Time. Sorry. Yeah, shoot, that's right.
But he says it said 4 o'clock.
Florida boy keeps saying
4 o'clock.
I know. I spend most of my time in Florida now, so it's East Coast Time. Is what I'm telling everybody
guys,
in Florida who's listening.
I'm just so excited to have Pat here.
I don't even know what time it is. I just know what hole I'm normally on at this time.
Same, brother.
Sexual reference.
Back to quarterback play. All right. Did Caleb, did he look scared?
It's Caleb on the East Coast. Yes, they say Caleb on the East Coast.
That's on the West Coast.
At 4
Eastern.
We
got everybody tuning in today, man. I've got friends everywhere.
You
They're
do?
Tuning in everywhere.
And by the way, a texter immediately said, did Pat bring in Aunt Judy's lasagna for lunch? Which is a lovely reference to an amazing time in our lives when we were teammates and I heard about his Aunt Judy and I heard about her lasagna and I very inappropriately made jokes about her lasagna and then you actually brought it in and it was delicious.
It was.
But Aunt Judy has left us. Rest
Before
in peace. To Aunt
Thank
Judy.
You. She has left. It's just a moment of silence.
Yes.
All right, now let's talk about Caleb.
Okay.
Sorry for your loss.
Does she get the Godfather's treatment?
The Goodfellas?
Goodfellas, whatever it is. I don't know the show. I listen to you sometimes.
That's a good call. Aunt Judy did not get the Goodfellas treatment in real
Godfather.
Time.
Not enough source material for that one. Yeah.
If you were at the roast, there was.
Oh, boy. I found that. I found my writing for the roast when I was trying to be an acerbic, you know, an insult comic. I was trying to be the Don Rickles of Long Snapper's Ants. It was an unfortunate evening for all concerned. All right, let's not do that.
It's itchy when you start talking about it. But back to Caleb.
Yes.
To me, the moment did not look too big.
I agree, dude.
He was flustered. He played a little too fast. But overall... For four quarters, I never felt like he's losing it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God, like Will Levis did. I think the moment got too big for Will late in the game. He's like,
yes.
Wait, we can win this thing?
Mm-hmm.
I've got to go out of my body and do that. But Caleb, to me, still looked comfortable, even though it was a rookie in his first game.
Yeah.
There's a level of comfort I thought he had.
There was, in one of the post-game cuts that he was talking about, he said, I feel great. He said, I feel great.
Yeah.
And he knew, like, he thought he was seeing it well, and he knows they have to execute better, but he's talking about, you know, having dinner with his family this week, but we're going to be better next week. It's like, he's got the right mindset and the right preparation to do this job. So he struggles, and I didn't see him panic, and I don't believe that panic is necessarily coming. Now, there are a couple plays yesterday that could have resulted in turnovers.
Scramble, things like that. But overall, it just... I didn't feel like, whoa, the moment is too big.
No.
And he felt like he just was the same player through four quarters.
And even from the pocket, he threw what should have been a touchdown pass to Keenan Allen.
Yes.
And it cost them 4 points. Look, there's a lot of things that they've got to work on and get tighter with. But that dude at this point, he did not show stress and freak out and panic and give the ball away. And for that reason, my confidence and belief and excitement for him is not reduced by one iota. Like, not one iota. Now, I don't know what kind of numbers he's going to put up, but I've been the guy saying all along, I don't care what kind of numbers he's going to put up. This is not a year where I'm worried about that. We know about 4,000 yards and 30 touchdowns and all of that, but I don't give a crap. How often is he going to have to throw a ton of passes? It against certain teams, when the defense does its job, he doesn't have to be the hero, and that's by design, and that's all good. Let me ask you about something about halftime adjustments on defense. Mm-hmm. Did it appear that what happened to you was what I'd read this morning about how they went wide? They went kind of a wide nine as a defense and funneled the running backs and everybody inside, and that's where T.J. Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds were to clean things up, and that was much more effective than what they were doing in the first half.
Yeah, and I thought they brought more guys into the box. They walked up the linebackers on the right guard, and when the right guard got hurt for Tennessee, that was a big problem for him. And again, that's kudos to Eberflus and his staff recognizing that, attacking that, and taking care of that. And then I heard Eberflus talk today that their technique was better. They played better. They did. They played better. But also, if you go back to the second quarter, I think they had a 55 yards rushing. They played a lot of cover two. So you're going to see cover two. They're going to run right. Bill Callahan, who we were talking about earlier, had a great run scheme. But then there were times where they brought five or six in the box. Then they misdirected them. It was a great call on Brian Callahan, a great series by Brian Callahan. Then to me, they started to pick it back up. Then they figured it out. But yes, the second half had a lot to do with scheme, I thought they brought, like, okay, not especially just in the run game, but mm-hmm. in the passing game, they would put somebody over the center. So now you've got five across the board. You've got more one-on-one pass rush possibilities for them, and they took advantage of that. So there was some scheme changes, and I understand why Eberflus is not going to talk about that because he doesn't want people reading into his mind of what he's thinking, give his game plans going forward. But also, the guys just played better.
Yeah,
so they turned it up. That second half was a different story.
Yeah, they turned it up, and the blocked punt return, Mr. Special Teams, was obviously a tremendous moment.
Yes.
And a tremendous moment of momentum. And when that happens, your defense goes right back out there, and they're super pumped to be out there, doesn't it? Speak to the mindset of what a big play on special teams, touchdown like that
does.
I mean,
it changes the whole game. Obviously, having Devin, you knew you had the chance to score every play, but we also had the mindset of like Charles Tillman blocking punts off the edge. You know, if we had a game where we knew they were a little slow with their get off with punts, that we were going to be more aggressive, guys took it on themselves. Like, let's make a difference. Let's make a change. So I got to give credit to Richard Hightower. I've been a little hard on him the last couple of years. I've never really liked his scheme as far as his aggressiveness. He's always played just kind of soft. And I'm not saying he's soft. I'm just saying in a punt return, he didn't really rush a lot. He never took a lot of chances with the old kickoff rule. If Velus Jones was catching 2 yards in the back of the end zone, we're like, why are you not taking it out? But I think now, like the first punt, he had a punt rush, corner roll. It's hard to decipher. They figured it out, but they got that aggressiveness in there. And then the way the guys tackled and covered. I mean, the biggest hit was Travis Homer on that one kickoff return where he leveled the guy coming out of the spin.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody covering on punt everywhere. It seems like that room has the right mindset and the right guys in there that it's set to be to help this team. And it did on Sunday.
We are going to tap back into the experience of our guy, Pat Manley. What happens to a roster and to a game after a touchdown comes on special teams, as he referenced his longtime teammate, Devin Hester. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority. Let's talk about that offensive line, shall we? Before Kurt Warner at the top of the hour, which in Central Time,
that's at 3 o'clock,
is 3 o'clock. Pat, nailing it on 670 The Score.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.